As many know, before I personally answered a call to the priesthood and religious life, I worked as a performing musician. I was a drum set player in Los Angeles, California. It was a fun life. Now, of all the places that I have been, all the places where I've lived or worked, I have never met a group of people more hardworking or more self-sacrificing than aspiring artists and performers. Now, why? Aspiring artists would literally dedicate hours and hours every day to their craft, sacrificing all else, all for the love of their craft, the love of art. Sometimes they would live off canned food, ramen noodles, for years, starving, all for dedication to their art. It's amazing self-sacrifice. It was inspiring in a way. Now, in my own experience, I can attest to this drive. This aspiration to be a great artist certainly bewitched me when I was young. Where I was, as a young child, like most young kids, I was lazy, sluggish. I just wanted to play video games. I soon became, as a young adult, a hardworking, dedicated, self-sacrificing conservatory musician. So what changed? What changed in me? What changed was that I developed a great love. It was a love for music. And this love for music was greater than my former love for my own comfort and leisure. Thus, my love for music propelled me to self-sacrifice. The work required to become a musician did not change. That was always very hard. Now, my love for leisure and free time and comfort, that did not change. That remained high. What changed was my love for music that was now greater than my love for leisure and comfort. And because I now loved something more than my own comfort, I was propelled to strive in a way never before towards something other than myself. And even more, since I had a hope of future greatness as a musician, my love was inspired by an anticipation for good things to come. There is a very, very close parallel to this in the spiritual life. This season of Advent is typified by hope and love. Hope for good things to come. And when God gives us His grace, He allows us to love Him with a share of His very own love, which is greater than ourselves. Grace does not destroy our natural human desires. God's grace will never turn our natural desires into natural aversions or disgusts. Instead, God offers us a share in His own life, a life that we can love more than we love our own desires, and a life that we can hope in more than we hope in our own. In this season, we celebrate our Lord coming down to earth in human form. He assumed a human nature like ours. He lived a life like ours among us. He suffered an ignoble death, the most gruesome death, not to simply give us a better set of do's and don'ts. No, far from it. He came to transform our love. Through God's grace, we can now love what is right, be drawn by what is truly good, not by a counterfeit good. And we can be moved by a love of God above all things, not merely a love of ourselves above all things. Brothers and sisters, we are human persons, and as human persons, we must be moved by love. Love is the force at the root of our beings, driving us towards what is good, towards what is our good. And any action not motivated at root by love is not an authentic human action. And brothers and sisters, our Heavenly Father doesn't want fakers. He doesn't want fakers. People motivated by image, conceit, reputation. No. He wants his sons and daughters to love him truly. And only when we love God can we turn to him in hopeful joy. Listen to what we heard from St. Paul. How I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer. This is what he says. That your love may increase even more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Brothers and sisters, when we fall into sin, the problem is not at root that we're lazy. That's right, just being lazy. The problem is not that we're bad people, that God created a bunch of bad people, or that we somehow desire evil. As human beings, we can never desire evil. No, we fall into sin simply because our natural need to love has substituted a lesser good for God. We've taken a created good and treated it as if it was the creator and source of all goodness. There is a connection between love and vulnerability. We all know it. There is a connection between love and vulnerability. So the human need to be moved by love leaves open to us a great vulnerability. What is this? When the evil one tries to destroy our hope, when the evil one tries to dampen our joy, he does so only by offering us a false love. That is a lesser good or a lesser pleasure. Lesser goods seem attractive precisely because they are good. And they seem to be the things we ought to love, but they are not, in fact, good enough. They are not as good as our human nature is built to desire. They are not God. They are a substitute. There's a principle in the spiritual life. This is a principle. All false goods are always better in anticipation than in acquisition. But all true goods are better in acquisition than in anticipation. Let me say that again. All false goods are better in anticipation than in acquisition. But all true goods are always better in acquisition than in anticipation. Now, how are we to know a true good from a false good? What our infant Lord in the manger teaches us is that true goods, goods indeed worthy of our love, do not necessarily come in packages that we might expect. What we can see with our eyes or touch with our hands might not always be a reliable guide. We can follow the Blessed Virgin Mary and imitate our mother, who was blessed because she believed what the angel spoke to her to be true. Behold, you will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, which means God saves. And she heard with her ears the words of the angel. She trusted, she hoped, and she could see God. Brothers and sisters, on the altar, the altar of Eucharistic sacrifice, our eyes will deceive us. Our eyes aren't telling us the truth. Our taste will deceive us. The taste isn't telling us the truth. Our sense of touch will deceive us. It's not telling us the truth. But like the Virgin Mary, what sense is telling us the truth? Our ears. It's the only sense we can trust. The body of Christ. And that's what we will receive. And like the Blessed Virgin Mary, we can be blessed by believing what God tells us is true. This is the season of Advent. Let us purify our hearts from lesser attachments so we can be ever more receptive for the real good, which is Jesus Christ, the infant God and King. Amen.